أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآمنوا بما أنزلتم مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون. This ayat which we have read previously, the beginning of the ayat where Allah Ta'ala says to the Bani Israel, the ulama of the Jews and the Christians, and they were the people of the scriptures, the learned people, that believe in that which I have revealed to you, that is the Torah and the Injil and the Quran Sharif. And in your Torah and Injil, you find clear proof of the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And your Torah and Injil gives you proof of that. And the Quran Sharif testifies to the truthfulness of the Torah and Injil in its original form as well. And do not be the first people to refute it. Then all the guna of the people who come afterwards, that guna, that sin will be on you as well. Further, under the explanation of the ayat in front, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا اور نہ لو میری آیتوں پر مول مول تھوڑا. And do not take, do not buy, but with my ayats, just a small little amount. That is, do not buy, do not sell the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. The clear signs of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has revealed, and the clear commandments of Allah Ta'ala. For the pleasure of people, you take some bribes, in whichever form it can be, in the form of gifts, in the form of favors, etc. And then you change the laws of Shariat. This was the command for the Bani Israel, and of course it was for them in their time, for them in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it holds strong for this times also. And it is revealed in the Quran Sharif that especially the ulama of this ummah also must not change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. The laws of Allah, for just a small little thing of this dunya, petty gain of this dunya, whether it be actually a bribe, and a person understands, which few ulama will do, but in the form of gifts, in the form of favors, in the various other forms in kind or in cash, and then a person becomes soft and he changes the law of Allah Ta'ala. And unfortunately, this is a thing which carries on all the time. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala is warned of this. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, Hazrat Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali says that this whole world and what it contains, what is dunya, is thamane qaleel. It's just a small little price. It's just a small little petty thing compared to the akhirat, which is permanent. Compared to the akhirat, where there is real, what we call value of things. This dunya is just like a dream. Any person who reaches even old age will realize that his whole youth was like a dream. When we are in our youth, we will realize our childhood was just like a dream, it's just gone. Like that, a person will realize clearly for himself. And Allah has stated it, fortunate are those people who have this yaqeen on it, that this whole world is just like a little dream, it has got no reality, and it is just a little bit. In another place Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. And this worldly life is only mata' and it is ghurur. Mata' a thing that you benefit from for a little while. A very good explanation by our ulama is given, what we will call a scrop lap. That is, you just use it for some dirty work, and then you get rid of it. You don't like it. It's a dirty cloth also, just to wipe out some dirt you used it. That is what this dunya is. And not only that, it is that filthy, dirty cloth, ghurur. It is deception. It isn't even in reality that scroplap also, this dunya. It's not even that. So don't be overtaken with this dunya. Realize akhirat is the real thing. Ulama have written that the actual thing a person wants is not money. Money he uses to buy things of his comfort, a nice house, a nice car, whatever, all the things, those are the things. But Allah did not refer here to the things, but Allah referred to money. That is what you also don't regard as an object, money. You want what money? You want the material things which give you comfort. So Allah said it is not even that money by which you gain the things of comfort. This dunya is not even that. So don't be fooled and don't change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And this is an ongoing thing. When the British were ruling India, they also tried and finished the Quran Sharif by burning all the Quran Sharif. But the Muslims reproduced the Quran Sharif almost immediately from the hearts of little children. Children of 7 and 8 years who had memorized the Quran, they reproduced the Quran Sharif. Very recently, with the Iraq war, then America tried and changed the Quran Sharif, taking out all the ayats of jihad, etc. And they flooded the markets in Kuwait with those Quran Sharif. There is no sign of those Quran Sharifs today. And the true Quran Sharif has been from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam till today. Allah has taken the responsibility of looking after this Quran, the words of the Quran Sharif also, the print of it also, and the meaning of it also. And we must be careful that we don't change the Quran in any way. And one of the most common ways is the meanings of the Quran. We say this actually is meant, that actually is meant. What the Ummah knows for 1400 years, that is what is meant by the Quran. And not some modern interpretation, and not some modern changing. And nobody will be able to change the Quran. They will get changed, but the Quran will not change. And we will lose out. Whoever tries and change the Quran will be a loser. But the true Quran, Allah will always keep it alive and always keep a group of people who will always stay firm on the truth and they will not change it. And further Allah says, وَإِيَّايَ فَاتَّقُونَ or مُجْهِ سَبَجْتَ رَهُ and fear only me. Don't fear the people. Don't fear the favor that you're going to lose the favors of people. Don't fear that you are going to use your popularity, you lose your popularity amongst people. When you speak the truth, fear me, don't fear anyone else. So these are clear and beautiful teachings of the Quran. May we take them to heart and bring them into our lives and realize the truth that this dunya is nothing but a deception. The real life is the life of Akhirah, and that is what we must fear and that is what we must prepare for. وآخر دعوانا